Model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
I was watching Jay's stream yesterday. He got me thinking about he's an aesthetically minded individual. He was talking about like the NHL logos he likes the most and the ones he likes the least. He got me checking out those reverse retro jerseys for, I mean, I already knew the Canucks one because I follow them, but the reverse retros were sick this year. The Kachina Arizona Coyotes reverse retro is like one of the best jerseys I've ever seen. It looks so cool. But all of them were cool. A couple I was like, I have to be honest, like even the Canucks one, I was kind of like, okay, we made the blues green. But the Minnesota one looks really nice. The blues one with like the red, what's it called? Like a red taper on the bottom is super nice. I wish the Canes one wasn't a Hartford Whalers one. I hear you, but like that jersey is also sick. Devils one was cool too. I do like, I love the Devils jersey that has the green trim on the bottom. Like that is just humorous to me. Looks like a pool table. Ermagerd, it's Merle Rourke and Berkworm. Incredible. Anyway, I will say, you might think I'm a homer. Oh, look, it's Jay. I agree with Jay when he says, you know, like the Canucks logo, it's kind of dookie. Skate jersey accepted. I think the skate jersey is classic for a reason. But I like the Canucks, okay? I mean, they're my team. But the name of the team is not that good. And then also, the whale is, I mean, it's not a terrible mascot, but it's just like, I don't know. I guess they exist in British Columbia. You can see them sometimes when you take the ferry. You can like, they're like, hey, look at that, it's a whale. And you're like, that's cool, don't get me wrong, but it's not the first thing I think of when I think of Vancouver, that's for sure. Anyway, that's all I got. I don't know anything about design. All I know is, here's my philosophy. Bad design plus time equals good design. Like, Jay busted out his, like, 1997 Anaheim Ducks jersey that has, like, the anthropomorphic cartoon duck skating and then with the Jason mask on top. In the year 2005, people would have been like, that's the worst jersey I've ever seen. Now, you're like, bro, that's incredible. It's the greatest jersey that they ever made. Garish design plus time equals good design. Yeah, like the Raptors are mighty silly. The fact that the team is named after Jurassic Park. I remember being a kid when the Raptors like came into the NBA. And I was like, that's freaking sick, dude. Dinosaurs? Then I remember being like in 2008, being like, why are they dinosaurs? It doesn't make any sense. And now I'm like, you know, dude, they named them after Jurassic Park. That's actually hilarious. Like, I'm back on the other side of it now where I'm like, this is the funniest thing you could ever come up with. When I think of the Canucks, the meme picture of Louis Erickson is burned into my brain. Dude, Louis Erickson, definitely going to go down as one of the biggest memes in Canucks history. Unbelievably bloated contract. Essentially zero performance, except one of the all-time greats when it comes to scoring empty net goals. First game as a Vancouver Canuck, scores a goal in his own net, which almost never happens. It was from like the other side of the ice, and then makes that meme face. It was like the most front-loaded day in sports history. In one day, he became a Canucks legend. Highest memes per minute. His MPM is off the charts. There's no question. Anyway, that's sports. I temporarily got into sports very slightly last week when the Canucks beat the Leafs in both of their games. I said, ha ha, sports. And then the Canucks have they've gotten 1-2 against the Ottawa Senators in the past week. And I was like, actually, sports are stupid. And if you like them, you're stupid, too. So how about that? How do you feel about that? No, I can't. I don't want to be part of the sports ball, low sports ball crowd. Go local sports team and or college. Wow, you thought a Night Elf and Drow Ranger were the same thing? I'm going to cyberbully you. Lol, sports ball, such a toxic culture. Anyway, sorry. We don't need to go down this road. Let's not. Plus two, thank you. Imagine liking anime more than sports. Oh, Malph, you're going off. That's in chat. You can, and not just you, I mean like the streamer in general, can be way more toxic. Because like you can just, you're just stoking the fire in another person's chat. Like you don't have to deal with it for the next few hours. It's one of my favorite things to do on Twitch. Is just like, you know, be a little sandpapery in chat and then be like, gotta go. See ya. Oh, it is great. They hated Malph because he spoke the truth. Hey, man, that was one of the... I was on the Reddit front page yesterday. I don't mean to brag. But I was looking at it, and it, one of the top posts was like... I think it's Off My Chest or something like that. It's a subreddit where you make, like, unpopular confessions or something like that. And it was like, I don't want to watch anime anymore because everybody I know who watches anime, like, gives other people a bad impression of anime fans. And I was like, finally, somebody's saying it. Then again, it is a weird subreddit where you're like, you know, they're not like unpopular confessions, because like the most popular confessions are what gets voted up. Those subs suck. It's mostly just racism. You saying I should unsubscribe? No. That's only when you go to r/all. Most of the time for me, when I go to like the Reddit front page and it's tailored for me, it's just like, I don't understand why NL hasn't unified his branding between his Twitter account and his stream account, especially for somebody that gets a big you-know-what for analytics. It's ironic even that you get the idea. I'm not going down that road. I'm just saying it's usually what I get. And every time I go to Reddit, it's like, criticisms tailored for you! And pictures of people that got merch as well, which is also... also positive. NL, I made cold brew for the first time, and it was pogged. I'm glad to hear that, but let me tell you something. If you think that's good, you should try cooking it in the air fryer. Oh, man. You haven't lived until you've had air-fried cold brew, baby. Mm-mm. A little sip of the iced coffee, also known as the Mind Stone. Hero's Medallion. So that was not on purpose. It's known as Hero's Medallion in my world. Danglish name or Ryanish name. I don't know. That's in the Gungeon dialect. Like Boss Nass. Gotta cop the Bev. Dude, I'm telling you, the new meta of consuming only 300 milliliters of beverage per stream, it's so much better for momentum. Instead of having to go to the bathroom after every single Isaac run and then getting ridiculed about the size of your bladder, purposely dehydrating yourself to own the libs, it's the streamer's way, the patrician's choice. And then when I get a kidney stone, you're gonna be like, you're gonna be sorry, wrong. I'll monetize it. It'll be the arc. People will talk about, remember the kidney stone arc? It's the platinum age. Sell the kidney stone on eBay, take a screenshot of the kidney stone, turn it into an NFT. Sell it on Republic. Sell it to Gary Vaynerchuk for $750,000. The calcium arc. Writers are popping off today. Dude, the writers have been putting in a lot of work. And by writers, I mean having two cups of coffee with the appropriate amount of caffeine. Don't be mad, Chad. Don't even look at this. Don't even look at it. You don't even want to see it. I promise you, you don't want that. That's not what you want. You don't want it, man. It's not that good. No joke. Just about every time I take Mega, I'm disappointed with it. It's great, but I'm always like, I wish I didn't. I take it out of peer pressure. listened to you on Drop Frames, thought I would give you a follow. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. It was a great time to be on the show 1 week ago tomorrow. I saw JP got married this weekend, too. You don't want no part of this, do we? It makes music sound better. It makes food taste better. That's a great... If we're doing John C. Reilly's best movies, I've never seen Boogie Nights, but I have to imagine that one's close to the top. Walk Hard, though, is really good. A classic film. I wouldn't say that Guardians of the Galaxy is a John C. Reilly movie. He is in it. I can't deny that. I believe he plays a guardian of Xander. It's not his most pivotal role. Days of Thunder. I don't think he's in Days of Thunder. He's in Ricky Bobby, The Ballad of Talladega Nights. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Magnolia, great movie, great movie. Frog likes to hop, hop, hop. He jumps in the water. Dukkada-dukkada, splish, splash. Why'd you tweet about Mad Men? You've been watching it? No, it struck me, you know? I saw a tweet about Mad Men, and then my brain went, why is the show called Mad Men? And then I realized that advertisers in 1960s America lived on or worked on Madison Avenue. And I was like, that's why it's called freaking Mad Men, dude. It's because it takes place on Madison Avenue. Jerry, it's on Madison Avenue. It blew me away. Plus they're ad men and bad men, yeah. Of a non-secret variety. You're working on cigarette ads? You little Don. Note to self, don't mention Mad Men creates the same level of anger that Christopher Columbus does. Note to self, John Hamm, good. Don Draper, bad. Name the show the child actress from Mad Men later had a starring role on. That's a great trivia question. I have no answer for you. I've seen that child actress in another movie, I think. Oh, you're right, it's Sabrina! The Misadventures of Sabrina. The teenage witch. You're absolutely right. You little witch. You got a talking cat, you little witch? Nod Leaf. Nod Leaf? More like Nod gonna leave this room with Nod Leaf, because it's not it's no fun. Ooh. Got him. Got him. Apropos of nothing at all, Alexander Hamilton will be waiting in the room for you. And now, what's your favorite cold dinner? It's a great question. I mean, you can't go wrong with the obvious. Like, cold pizza is really good. But I don't think I've ever had cold pizza for dinner. It doesn't last that long. Like, the way that we handle pizza in our household, we might order it for dinner one night. Whatever's left over, that's breakfast and lunch territory. I think if I opened up an old pizza box and was like, hey, do you want to just like eat this out of the fridge for dinner? Kate would probably have me committed to a mental hospital. So instead, what I do is I just eat my normal meals and I just add one slice of pizza to every single meal, which I'm sure is probably pretty good for you. And then I just rinse and repeat that until all the pizza is gone. I love a cold pizza. Can I tell you as well? Cold fried chicken for some reason. It's different, but there's something about it. It was like the dream lunch when I was a kid. It was like the night before my dad would bring back KFC or something like that. And then for lunch in my lunchbox the next day, my mom would pack like a Ziploc bag with a fried chicken breast in it or something like that. Oh man. That was a good day at school. Sushi is a great answer. It's a meal that's meant to be served cold in most circumstances. That would also be up there. But I got to be honest, like I like sushi. I have a palate for it. I got the experience, you know, live in a great city for it. Very rarely does it strike my palate as a craving. Very rarely am I like, oh, I'd really like sushi tonight. But I think what it is that Kate likes sushi more than me. So if we're like choosing what to eat, I don't ever have to choose sushi because if she wanted it, she would have chosen it already. So I don't need to, choose it. What do I get a craving for? Chipotle carnitas burrito. 100% of the time. Carnitas burritos. Exactly. Doritos Locos Tacos Carnitas Burritos. I almost got it. Literally the worst meat at Chipotle? Can I be honest with you? It's the only meat I've had at Chipotle. You telling me the barbacoa is better than the carnitas? Can we, a poll in chat, please? Okay, I trust Jay on everything except ABC science fiction television shows. Jay says the carnitas are good. Don't let him get you. Sofritas is top tier. Sofritas is just beans, though, right? I'm not anti like a bean burrito, but Corey gives it a vouch as well. I'm glad. I am glad to hear. Oh, Sofritas is plant protein. They're all dope. I'll never pay extra for the carne asada. Like I think if you add the 250 carne asada and then like the 250 guacamole, a Chipotle burrito is literally like $14. Then if you get it delivered, like you gotta provide like your notice of assessment from the Canadian Tax Authority just to qualify for it. I always get the chicken. You know what? I'm realizing now that I accidentally lied to you. I actually usually get the chicken as well. I know it's basic, but like a chicken burrito hits the spot, man. Normally not the most inspired meat out there, but in a burrito, I like some chicken, man. That might not be how they do it in Oaxaca, but you know what? In my casa, we're not going to shame you. Dude, I'm mad, by the way. I was talking about it with Kate yesterday. I opened up our the HelloFresh for this week. So they're just, HelloFresh has been wilding out, okay? Oftentimes, we'll get this thing from HelloFresh that's like, you know, turkey flatbread pizza. It's good. Some ground turkey with some like taco spices and stuff like that. And then you just cook it in a pan and then you put like the tomato sauce on the flatbread and then you boil it broil it or bake it in the oven. It's good, right? Simple and good. This time we got the turkey taco flatbread pizza. I opened up the bag and I said, "What the hell is this?" It was just, it said pizza dough on it and it was just like a bag of wet matter. And I was like, "What the hell is going on here?" And then I read the recipe. They're like, before you're ready to cook the meal, please take the dough out of the bag and let it come to room temperature for 20 minutes. Then like spread flour on a baking sheet and knead the dough and shape it into two approximately equal circles. And I was like, bro, I'm going to be cooking this at like 8 p.m. on a Thursday after like the work day's done. We've been dealing with the baby and I just want to eat. HelloFresh is like, you want to learn how to make your own, you want to do the thing where you twirl it up in the air like you're in an Italian frozen pizza commercial? And I'm like, nah, dude, I truly don't. That being said, I'm still excited to just put it in the air fryer, maybe. Next time they're just going to include like a bunch of seeds and be like, oh, the meal only takes 15 minutes to prepare. Oh, 9 months in advance of when you want to eat the meal, please plant it in arable soil. We're going to need you to use a garden shovel to dig a little hole or a divot approximately 2 inches deep into the ground and then water it in the morning, preferably every single day. And that'll be $90. I bet it would be the best pizza you ever ate, though, for sure. Plus two. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Plus toot. All right, Malf. I'll give you a plus two for that one, Malf. I thought that joke was pretty funny. Plus toot. Because of my prodigious flatulence. Plus toot. The only other thing I'll say, though, about HelloFresh is I got on their case last week because they had, in the box, they had a gift from HelloFresh. And it was just a bunch of junk mail. Like a bunch of ads for, like, you know, getting cheap glasses at Hakeem Optical. This week, I saw the envelope again. It said a gift from HelloFresh. And then it said, inside of your box, there's like Brook Thins chocolate-covered almonds. If you're interested, eat the almonds, then fill out this survey and tell us what you think about them. That's a good gift. Like the, and it's not like a single-serving bag. It was like, it's a family-sized bag of chocolate-covered almonds. How are they? You're really good. But I will never, like, buy them for myself because, I mean, they're, like, pretty not good for you, obviously. But, oh, delirium music. So I feel bad. But I'm going to fill out the survey and be like, these are delicious, but I will never buy them again. No. But thank you. Please include more Nando's Extra Hot Piri Piri sauce in the next order. Thank you. Get the Gouda Vibes burger from HelloFresh. Jay, I don't know if we get that in Canada, man. Like, we might. I don't know. I'm not in charge of the recipe, but I'll take a look. Maybe I'll do the legwork on this one. I saw someone in chat say I got an alcohol-free can of Heineken in my HelloFresh. That exact same thing happened to me last year, and I laughed about it. I thought it was like the weirdest promotion of all time. And then maybe 3 weeks ago, they did it again. I got another alcohol-free can of Heineken. And I was just like this beer, I got nothing against alcoholic or non-alcoholic beer. Like, it's Heineken. Who's, like, oh, man. Like, drinking all these Heinekens is, like, ruining my life because of the 5% alcohol content. But I just can't go through life without the vinegar taste of this Silver Bullet, man. Like, I just... Yeah, I drank it mostly out of curiosity, but I was like, it's not good. I did not have a taste for the steel, confirmed. I'm not even just trying to be like a snob about it. I guess it's exactly what I'm doing now that I think about it. But I mean, I get that it's like it's the boomer take, but it's not the kind of beer that I would drink just for pleasure, if that makes sense. Like, if I'm having Heinekens, it better be because I'm like in a press box at the Champions League final watching Ajax FC against Galatasaray, okay? Because otherwise, if I have other options, I'm exercising those options. Oh, Galatasaray. This one's for you, Mouth. I really want to see ya. Oh, Galatasaray. Hang on because I'm on my way. Dum-gum-da-gum. You know that one? I went from Heathrow back to Lagos. That's Prozac's Ambalacheray. It is indeed Prozac. Bang, bang, knock on my door. I've never heard anybody pronounce Galatasaray like that. Bro, I'll do you one better. I've never heard it pronounced at all. I tried to think in my head of two teams that I've seen in the Champions League. First one was Ajax FC. The second one was, apparently it's pronounced Galatasaray, but Galatasaray? Whatever, man. Liverpool and Man U? Man U? Man me! Man U in the Champions League. LOL! Nailed him, dude. Not since Sir Alex Ferguson retired, am I right? Oh, boy, you must feel real silly right now. You must feel real silly right now. I'm a United fan and this is gold. I know just enough about the British Premier League to be dangerous. How's Drogba doing this year? Oof. He's in Phoenix? Oh, really? I'll say something that might be seen as controversial. Bandwagoning is kind of annoying in every sport, for sure. Hockey gets it relatively little, honestly. But every sport gets some degree of bandwagoning. But I feel like football gets it the worst. Like, I feel like because it's so worldwide, it's like the only sport where you'd see somebody that's like, oh yeah, I live in Costa Rica and I love football. And they'd be like, what's your favorite team? They'd be like, Barcelona. Really? Like it's not Capital City FC or something like that? You're rocking the Barcelona gear? Like I noticed it when I was watching Dan Summoner's War stream, and they had like the pictures of all the influencers up. There were like 100 influencers, and there was a bunch of FIFA influencers that would like every single one was wearing like Barcelona, Man United gear, and like they're from Canada basically. And I'm like, really? Come on, yeah. Where's the Whitecaps gear, man? I guess you still see like it's kind of similar in baseball, right? Like in baseball, you only see Yankees caps and Dodgers caps. Or if you're looking at pictures of Ben Affleck, maybe a Red Sox hat. Like I live in Vancouver. I would say at this point, I see a Dodgers hat maybe 4 times if I'm outside for more than an hour. I see a Yankees hat 1 to 2 times. Literally never see any other piece of MLB merchandise. No Mariners hats. Never seen it. Just being 100% sincere. With or without brim. Dodgers cap with no brim. Dude, that's a tweet that didn't go viral but should have was when I said fashion in 2010 versus fashion in 2020. And the photo on the left was a Yankees hat and the photo on the right was a Dodgers hat. Everybody thought that it was actually meant to be like, oh, the brim on the cap is different. And I was like, it's not about the brim. It's about the fact that, you know, I wouldn't even say that people don't watch the sport, but like, you know, the most popular team on earth has pivoted. But I guess like when you buy a New York Yankees hat, it's not to be like, I love the Yankees. It's to be like, New York, baby. I feel like it's kind of the same with the Dodgers. Like, it's not like, I love the Dodgers. It's like, you know, Los Angeles, we're on the West Coast. We're on the West Coast. I think it's something like that. Anyway, I apologize. And I was wrong, by the way. I see a lot of Blue Jays gear, too. Just once, I want to see, like, a Minnesota Twins hat out in the wild, though. No? Joker looking incredulously at an increasingly antagonistic audience. .jpg. I see Oakland gear now and then. Dude, I think the A's are my number two team, exclusively because of the film Moneyball. Also because green and yellow, sick color scheme. You don't see Cincinnati Reds gear in Vancouver? I don't believe maybe if I grew up in the era where, or I grew up here in the era that Ken Griffey Jr. was on the Reds, possibly, but I apologize to my friend Daniel for this. I was watching him play Repentance today. Excuse me, I heard a secret room open up. The man, oh, there it is. He blew up every single rock on a floor. And you might say, why would he do this? He was trying to get the last item become Guppy on a run where he was guaranteed to win regardless. So he was A, fishing for a crawl space, and then B, the crawl space absolutely had to contain a Guppy item. So if we're talking about like percentage chances, I was just mad. Like I went into his chat and I was like, who told him to do this? It's like the same people who do like a 360 check of their car before they get in every day. It's like, yeah, you could. I guess in like a perfect world, it's probably a sensible thing to do, but come on, in the real world, you just hop in the morning, turn it on and put the pedal to the metal, man. I have done a 360 walk around in my car. I did it 3 times. Once was with my driving instructor when he taught me that you're supposed to do a 360 walk around of your car before you get in every time. Once was when I did my practice exam with the same driving instructor, because otherwise he would have marked me down. And once was on my first like learner's permit driving test. On my full license driving test, I didn't even do it. I was just like, come on. Let's be realistic. is looking for tracking devices. Oh, like you're doing right now? Electrical infederence? When you buy a car, sure, you got to do a 360 walk. Even if you don't know what you're looking for, you got to pretend that you do. How's the blinker fluid? All right. All, sure. That's fine. We can just leave. We did it. It counts. Yeah, we got it. Look at that. Get me out of here. Slash marker tainted Judas.
Subscribe to my podcast for more takes like this.